Welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa.
Welcome back, everybody. We were in here making some jokes, so
making fun of how I start out every time. My fluctuation, it drives me crazy when I'm editing, so I was going to change it up and I can't.
She can't. She's so locked in.
Used to it.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Oh, man. Today is my mom and dad's wedding anniversary, sort of like all sorts of weird stuff. And then my friends went to the Rise Festival. Have you ever seen that in Vegas?
Never heard of it.
It is the coolest festival. There's music and stuff during the day, so I don't really pay attention to that. You're out on the Mojave Desert.
Me, and I don't like that word. The word festival's
not good
equal
in your
trouble
eyes.
For me. Yeah,
good point.
Would be my opinion.
Yeah. It's where you release the little fire lanterns.
Yes.
Oh. And they do it at night. And I've always wanted to go on an anniversary of my cancer.
I bet that's beautiful.
Just, you know, you're alive, you survived. And so I'd always thought I was going to go at 5, and then that didn't work out. But anyway, my friends were there this weekend, and so they sent one up for my mom.
Oh, I
and
love
they,
that.
They wrote a little note on it that I had asked them to write on it, and then you release these.
I like
it. It's really cool.
That's special.
But it's everybody's out there doing, you know, everybody has their own reason. People have been, they have proposals out there because, I mean, it's just stunning. I'm actually going to post a video today that they sent me.
That'd be fun to go do.
I think it would be fun. And I think, like, for us, it's lost parents.
Mm-hmm.
Just
something in memory.
Yeah, just do a memory of it.
That's what, like, in the Catholic Church, which I say Catholic Church because I went to my sister's Teacher of the Year celebration, and it was at the cathedral downtown. They had, you know, you light candles in there in memory of somebody or for prayer's sake.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of reminds me of that. It's just some special gesture.
Yeah.
You see that candle burning for a long time and you just know that someone's prayer in memory, you know.
For somebody or something. Yeah. Yeah, I always wanted to do it as a celebration for my own cancer journey. And then, I don't know, it just seemed appropriate since it was so close to my mom and dad's wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. 69 years today, they would have been married. Just seemed appropriate since it's also today is 7 months since she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to, you know, send a note to her.
I love
it. And it's beautiful. I mean, it's so meaningful. I'd love to be there. Just you know, I'll post the video because the video is stunning of everybody lighting them. It's thousands of them going up at the same time.
So do they just disappear? Do they just burn out? After
they burn
a while?
Out.
And do they actually disintegrate or does it fall somewhere?
Well, the paper is a biodegradable. So it probably just does just fall and land. It's
ashes.
Out in the desert. They do it literally way out in the Mojave Desert.
Oh, okay. How do they get out to the desert?
You drive out there.
I mean, they don't have parking lots.
Well, it's just a big open desert. So it's a whole festival. So they've created parking and they've got tents and they've got vendors out there. They play music
like that.
It's a whole weekend. They actually postponed it the first night because of high winds. And they sent me video of them literally wearing bandanas over their mouth and nose.
Because of the sand.
Yeah. So they postponed the lift of the fire torches until the next night because of the wind.
Okay.
But
well, at least it died
out.
Down. That would stink to get that far and it not happen.
Well, I was just thinking about how they do it for aircraft because, you know, I've done a ton of balloon launches here for events and you have to call the airport and get approval and you only can do a lift at a certain time because the balloons can get into the engine. So I just wonder with that many going up at the same time because I've had to literally be on the phone with the airport saying we're releasing them now. And then they hold planes. If you're close to a dry landing path.
Yeah, you don't think about those little details when you let a balloon off.
Yeah, so when I sent me the video, I'm like, how are they doing that with all the plane landing and taking off in Vegas?
Yeah.
Because it's in Vegas. So,
well,
anyway, it's kind of cool. But so that's my sadness for the day.
Okay, there you go.
Celebrating that. My dad was very sad yesterday, reminding me that it's today.
Yeah,
but
that's
he
hard.
Seems okay today, probably staying busy.
Speaking of your dad, how is the neuropathy center working out for him?
Okay. It is crazy how well he's done after just really how well he was doing after two treatments. He had his third one yesterday.
Big difference.
Night and day. Like, when you get there, they have you meet with a nurse. They give him injections in his feet of just high dose vitamins to try to get nutrients directly to the nerves in his feet and his legs. If you take it orally, your stomach takes up a lot of it. The percentage that get down to the nerves is pretty small. So they just inject it directly. And then you go back and you sit on a machine that almost feels like a TENS unit to some degree. They turn it up till it's strong, comfortable. And he sits on that. He's done it 2 times at 15. Yesterday he did it at 20.
Wow.
They take his vitals and stuff before they put him back there. And then they ask him questions about his pain level, his numbness, how cold his feet feel, the electric shocks that shoot through your legs when you have neuropathy. And some of those answers, like the coldness, his feet always feel cold because of just the numb.
It's crazy because my kids were commenting on that on my feet. And, you know, I've talked about my nerve issues.
Yeah, that's too. Part of
and they were like,
the
your
symptoms.
Toes are white and your feet are ice cold. And I'm like, well, I'll talk to somebody about that, but go ahead.
That's nerve damage to some degree. So
yeah,
his last week, his number between 1 and 10 was 8 to 9 on his coldness. Yesterday it was 2 to 3.
Wow.
That's the difference. Like his numbers have drastically dropped in pain.
Do you see a sense of relief on him too?
Oh my gosh, he's like, night and day. Like his demeanor.
I mean, seriously, like when you walk around with pain, I always tell people, I'm like, unless you've experienced chronic pain, you don't know, but it is a conversation that you have in your head constantly. Like you're always feeling it 100% of the time. You just know it's there. And so you're always battling that.
Yeah. Chronic pain for people sends people into mental institutions and suicide. And there's all sorts of things that happen. And so for him, I mean, I sat there one day, counted 28 times that he got an electric shock through one of his legs, just sitting watching TV. And that's just neuropathy. I mean, that's what it is. It's just your nerves are firing whenever they want to fire. They're not firing correctly.
That's sad.
And so the fact that he's not even having those anymore after 1 week of treatment.
Now, you mentioned something about they even like help with knee pain and stuff.
They do knee pain. They do sciatica pain. They do lower back pain. There are pain, to some degree, pain management. And I don't know how that works.
Right.
The people I've seen in there when my dad's been in there is neuropathy, but they offer all those pain management services.
Interesting.
So something to look into.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I found interesting is I had bought my dad, we talked about it on this podcast several months ago about me buying my dad a vibration plate
for
myself and for him, because I felt like with his not only neuropathy, but lymphedema that comes with the type of cancer he and I had. I have lymphedema. He has it, not severely. His is probably way more severe than mine is. And a vibration plate helps with that because it's almost like a lymphatic drainage if you do it on the low speed. So he did it for a while. Initially, he said he saw a difference in the swelling of his feet. He stopped doing it. He hurt his knee and he didn't feel like, then after a while, he didn't feel like it was working. So yesterday, he meets with a physical therapist, comes and meets with him after treatment and tells him that next week, they'll start working with him too after his treatment, and he's going to put him on a vibration plate.
Interesting.
So Lisa's ears perked up.
Yeah. Excuse me?
Wasn't that what I was thinking?
Uh-huh.
And then they'll start working with his muscles and his feet and his toes and kind of get those back to working again, because when you're in chronic pain, those tend to, you get more, sit more, you don't want to walk, you don't want to do all that.
So true.
So I'm excited to see, I mean, after 2 treatments, he's already seeing a difference.
Really impressive. I mean, I'm pretty blown away by that. And that's super, I know as soon as we talked about that last time, or I had made a post on Facebook, a couple of people had reached out about it. One was for her parents, and I need to follow up with her and see if she had luck. She was really wanting to like the place to go. And so it's encouraging. I think a lot of people suffer with that and they don't know that you can do anything because they act like sciatic nerve, you know, pain medication doesn't really affect that.
Not for any kind of nerve pain.
So,
well, they, I mean, I feel like they're really helping him. And I don't know how long you have to go. Is it forever to keep your nerves fired? I don't know if the damage can be permanently
restored.
I don't really know. But I laughed when I heard the vibration plate. And I asked him if he should be doing it at home. I said, he has one at home. Should he do it between treatments? And he said, yes. Just don't let him stand, you know, because he's just not stable enough. They'll have him supported in there. But at home, just sit in your chair and have your feet on it. It still vibrates your teeth.
I'm going to bring mine back out.
I'm bringing mine out too, because I did it for a long time, and then you get lax on it. Yeah. But now that's made me think, well, I need to keep doing it. So
yeah.
But I will say that I have neuropathy in my toes and my tips of my fingers from my chemo.
Mm-hmm.
They really watch that here. I feel like when my dad had, I don't know if they watched it like they did back then. I don't know, but he obviously has it really severely from mm-hmm. his chemotherapy. I have it a little because they are very careful. They ask you every time. And if you say yes, they change your treatment.
Right.
Like they don't mess around with it because it's permanent. You know, it's not mm-hmm. fixable. So, or I guess it is fixable, but you got to go through a lot of steps to fix it. I've been doing that BPC 157 for my mm-hmm. pain, and I don't have it as badly.
And when she's talking about BPC 157, that's the peptide that you inject with like an insulin needle every day, and you do a cycle of it for, I mean, they say
three months on, one month off. Like, so it's a mm-hmm. product your body produces anyway, but obviously with everything else as we age,
I'm telling you, I have officially experienced what it was to be on it
and not be on it.
And it was unbelievable how much better I felt on it. My pain was managed like never before. And now I have been off of it for a month. And I'm telling you what, I am so uncomfortable every day. Like even sitting right here right now, like my knee, my leg, my sciatic nerve, everything is really bothering me right now. So my shoulders are kind of back to aching when I sleep. So I'm waiting for her to get mine in. This time I'll have that TBH in it.
And GHK.
And the GHK. So I'm going to try that and see if I can't get that feeling back again. Because man, I just felt different.
Yeah, and peptides are kind of the latest and the greatest. You can't mm-hmm. get them from your primary care, but you can get them from a wellness clinic or like Karen at Kinetic Clinic that I work with as a client. That's where we get ours. And so many people are using them mm-hmm. because they really do. They're just short chains of amino acids of products that we already have in our system mm-hmm. that either get depleted over time or they're just not functioning like they should. And it just sort of gets them fired back up, which is why they say on BPC 157, to take it for 3 months and then stay off a month so your body doesn't get completely used to not having to produce any of itself. You want it to keep producing it. So, but it's changed my life and I do feel like it's helped my neuropathy. I don't have the numbness like I did in especially my fingertips. I really notice it, which is kind of exciting because mm-hmm. I was going to join my dad up there for treatment because
I know. I mean, it really makes me want to call. And people ask, like, where do you inject it? You can do your own research. Yes. But I know for us, you can go anywhere. We've done it anywhere from in your stomach to directly close to my knee. I've done it in my shoulder, in my hip, ever the aches really seem to be. So you just do it once a day. And it really helped. That's all I have to say.
I did it once a day for a couple months. And then this last one I've done kind of when I need it.
Mm-hmm.
And like my lower back and my hips were really bothering me this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I just injected it in my hip.
Yep.
If my knees, I try to go a week now. I was doing it every day. And now I'm about a week of not having to take it.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting near as bad. You know, I thought, how am I going to set off a month?
I have felt it and I'm not a happy camper.
But they have a stack now that Amy's talking about that she's getting mm-hmm. at Kinetic Clinic, and it's called the Glow Stack, which is they've stacked three peptides. And the GHK-CU is going to help with wrinkles on your face, skin, tightening. It's got copper in it, so it's going to really help with aging.
Yes. So I can't wait to see if it helps me
look 10 years younger.
Stop aging. Yes.
And then the TB500 uh-huh. is going to be, it's kind of a regenerative thing. Mm-hmm. It's going to help your mitochondria and mm-hmm. healing of tissue. And then the BPC also heals tissue and aches
helps
and joints.
All kinds
and,
of health. Yeah.
And also stomach. It comes from
really
the lining of your stomach
mm-hmm.
where BPC comes from.
Yep. So it's good for gut health.
Gut health. And if you have.
So look into it, people, because I'm just telling you, I think it's I don't think it's going anywhere.
No, I saw a doctor today talking about it, that they've been around forever. Mm-hmm. They've just gotten really popular because more people are doing them. They're realizing it, that you can actually help yourself.
Yeah.
They've all been, if you're getting them from a clinic, like, you know, we keep throwing out Kinetic Clinic. Mm-hmm. They're one of my clients and that's where they do a lot of them. They actually get them from a FDA approved pharmacy and they're mm-hmm. compounded. If you buy them on the internet, you don't know what you're getting or where you're getting mm-hmm. them from. It's not as safe and you don't know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously we recommend you get them from a legitimate doctor, mm-hmm. longevity doctor, whatever clinic. Kind of doctor, a wellness clinic, and get them from an FDA approved pharmacy, but they do, they're really helping us.
Well, hopefully by next Tuesday, I'm feeling better. So I should get mine this week.
I bet they're in this week for sure.
So I saw Porter, the monkey, this weekend.
How was he?
He was great. Yeah, I mean, I only have a couple of little
scratches,
little bites from, he likes to give love bites. He's kind of like a baby that wants to kind of like, just kind of, I'm going to hold on to you with my teeth for a second. Will not, and it's so funny because like the men will not even come close. Well, when Porter first saw me, I just got there and my hair was all down and it was blown out and it was just my big blonde hair. Well, he saw me walking up and he went, like he was so ready. He was on a leash, but he still was just trying his best to get to me as fast as he can. And so I walked up to him and put my hands out for him to grab my hands. Well, then he got his hands all up in my hair. And I know people that were not familiar with Porter were probably freaking out because it looked like he was attacking me. I mean, by the time I was done, I was so disheveled that I left to go put my hair up in a bun so he couldn't grab hold of it and took my jewelry off. So he couldn't break. I mean, like, it's like being around a wild little toddler.
A wild animal.
Right. So, and of course he wrestled with Ty like he always does. Like, I mean, I wasn't even there whenever Ty walked up and they said he just went, I mean, it was like 10 times more bonkers when he saw Ty. He was so excited because Ty really plays with him. Like, so I just asked for God's blessings and safety. But he's, I mean, so far so good. Knock on wood. So hopefully I'll get to see him next month. Ripped your face off
or anything.
Yeah, right?
Did you tell him that you were going to buy some sugar gliders and...
Yeah, I was like, Porter's enough. I'm so glad I didn't buy sugar gliders. Holy moly.
How big do they get? I meant to ask you that last week.
They will always fit in the little palm of your hand.
Oh, so they're like always going to be tiny.
They're always little. You can always step on them. They can always slide out a door. Like, I cannot imagine if I would have done something so stupid.
Were they expensive?
Oh, yeah. They were like $1,100 for two with the cage. With this big, huge cage. It would have been probably the dumbest thing I've ever done.
And they would have been gone in a couple of days because they would have slipped out.
Oh, somebody would have let them out or they would have slipped out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and how big is Porter? Like, what does he weigh, you think?
Well, Porter's like 3 or 4 years old. And I mean, he's like having a little, I don't know, 4-month-old, 5-month-old that moves a whole lot in your hands.
Okay.
So I don't know how much he weighs. I've never asked. So... but he has like he has his own dogs at home and they just play and wrestle and they roam free. Like
with dogs?
Uh-huh. Wow. He's got, they're like little best friends and he lives on a bunch of acres. And so his owner is able to, he just does his thing in the yard and comes back home and like there's not neighbors around. Mm-hmm. So no, he's precious. I love Porter. And when you tell him he's handsome, he really falls in love with you.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. He knows what that means.
Uh-huh. Yes.
He's a smart monkey.
Yeah, he's a smart monkey. Yeah. But then when he looks at me in my eyes, though, that's where I'm like, you're really staring at me. I don't know if I'm real comfortable with what's going on in your little monkey eyes.
Do not make eye contact.
Yeah. Because he's really like, he'll just kind of chirp, talk, look at you. And he just is like, like really looking at you. And you're like, oh, this is getting in my soul a little bit. I don't know what's going on. And what are you thinking?
Yeah. That would be what I would be worried about. What's next?
That
what's
the next step? Like, So.
Wow.
It's interesting, though. It's really, I mean, once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah.
And I've had it now more than once. And I love
it. It's great. Mm-hmm. I always wanted a monkey.
Yes, I know.
I didn't want kids, but I wanted a monkey.
That would make you probably not want kids.
Well, I never did. So I thought a monkey would be the alternate.
His owner's got his hands full with that one. So
I was going to tell, I forgot to mention when we were talking about my back pain and stuff this weekend. We talk about red light therapy.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just telling you, red light therapy is the bomb.
Yeah. And somebody else was asking me about that this weekend. They sent a message about it. And I'm like, yeah. And really, that's why I'm so mad. I don't know where I put my little mat. I usually keep that mat that plugs into my cigarette lighter so I can drive with it under that right leg. And it really does help my nerve pain when I'm driving. So, and it's just a little portable thing. And I think because I take it back and forth sometimes, it's somewhere probably by the side of my bed. But Otherwise, I use my big panel, my bigger panel, whatever you want to call it. And it does. It really does help. I mean,
it's actually sort of astonishing how much it helps.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of went a day of just trying to nurse it without doing anything like that. I was just busy and didn't get a chance. And then finally, I was so bad I could barely walk.
Mm-hmm.
I got that thing out and sat on it for a few hours and took a shot of the BPC-157. Mm-hmm.
Then
within a few hours, I was back to, yes, it still was tight and I could tell that it wasn't perfect, but the difference in a couple hours from just sitting on that red light mat behind my back,
without a doubt.
I've seen so many things of like doctors where they compare like red light one side of their face. I think you sent me something one time where a doctor had done red light on one side of his face versus the other, not doing it on one side. The difference is
it was pretty remarkable. Crazy. Yeah. And it wasn't just a one time. Like he had done a series of it, like for, I don't even remember how long it was, but man, was there a difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big time difference in wrinkles and droopiness.
Yep.
And I haven't done my red light mask in a long time and I need to get that back out. And it proves to me all the time how much it works.
And your glasses, because you obviously have not been using your glasses. I
haven't been using my red light goggles either.
No.
And that was working, but now I'm so blind, I can't read it all.
I'm
just
going to come rob her house and get all the good. She gets all the good stuff there.
And by the way, changing the subject a little bit, but you know, I have that Lumen that I use to track my body burning fat versus carbs.
Yeah.
They're coming out with one next year that's actually going to track your ketones in your body, which tells you how deep you are in ketosis, which ketosis means your body's now only burning fat and no carbs. And the new one's going to actually, which ketones, you know, all the keto diets,
right?
You can't track the ketones from a keto diet with like a finger prick with blood or saliva. It doesn't test it as well. Your breath your oxygen is where it's going to show your ketones. And so the new one coming out, it's going to test your ketones, which is going to, because once your body gets into keto, if you can keep it in keto, you're golden, because it's everything you eat is going to it's going to burn all your fat up. So your weight loss is different. Your weight loss is more drastic. Your body changes shape because of the fat loss versus it kind of helps you keep muscle and burn only fat.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's that diet, that ideal protein diet is all based on ketones and glucagon peptide.
Ideal protein?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a website or?
Well, that's the office that I was in when I first moved into this building. I shared an office with her. She's certifiably crazy, so I'm not there anymore. But, and she closed the practice, thankfully. But so there really, I don't think there is one here, but you can order it online now.
Okay.
But the food is about putting you in keto.
Okay.
And to be in keto, your body just burns your fat.
Chicken tenders don't do that.
Chicken tenders are not on
that. Which I had a fantastic chicken fried steak with gravy this weekend.
Wow, like you go all in.
Oh, it was so good. Yes, and I never ate gravy growing up. I had never had gravy in my life till I got married. So his mom made gravy and
okra.
I'd never had fried okra until that. And I shared it with Ty. So I didn't eat the whole thing, but it was really good.
I don't think I've ever had chicken fried steak.
Oh, girl.
So it's chicken.
Nah, it's not even chicken. It's like a little flank steak or something. I don't even know. Yeah, it's like a little flat piece of, they have chicken fried chicken. They do have that.
Oh, okay.
But this is chicken fried steak.
So it is beef.
It is beef.
But it's cooked like fried chicken?
Yeah, it's like fried up and it has a batter and then you slop it with gravy.
Wow.
And then you get a loaded baked potato and salt. Yeah, it's really good.
That is all carbs.
It's country eating. It is not keto
friendly. That is not keto friendly. No.
That's what I was like. I'm hearing this keto thing. I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'd be keto in.
Well, I'm excited about the new Lumen.
That's cool.
Yeah, I measured yesterday. I try to measure like between lunch and dinner to see what my body's doing. And I'm always, lately, since I've really been watching it, a one, which burning all fat, no carbs.
Nice.
But this will tell you how deep you are in burning, how much fat you're burning. This, like the one I have now tells me I'm 95% burning fat, but it's going to actually tell you how deep you are in keto, which is a good thing to know. That's how much percentage.
So what will you do with your other one? Is it a ring?
No, you blow into it.
Oh, it's a little thing you blow into. Okay. Well,
Well, I haven't bought the new one yet. It won't come out till next year.
Well,
but I'm kind of excited.
Buying things. I've been trying to buy new patio cushions, and I was assuming Amazon Prime would have, and I'm sure that they are a good deal, but it's like I have to buy so many, and I'm just like, good night. I might as well buy new patio furniture.
Oh, yeah. Those things are expensive.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Totally ridiculous. So I looked on Marketplace, and I didn't see anything either. So, you know, I like to try to shop around.
How about that store, that home store? That house,
you know, I have a ton of cushions. I don't know if I'm the only person that's never been that impressed with that place.
Well, I haven't either. I haven't either, but they do have a lot of cushions.
Yeah, but they're very expensive, for when you, I mean, for the way you run through cushions, sometimes after they've been exposed in the sun, I'm like, I'm looking for a decent deal.
Yeah.
Because eventually they're all going to get stained or something.
Do you cover them up?
Oh. Do I cover them up?
No.
Do I cover them up? No. I do not cover them up. I don't have time to cover them up. Are you kidding me?
I keep mine covered, and I found the best covers on Amazon. I think they're $30, and they keep all the water out.
Yeah, I mean, that would help.
And so I just, you know, take them off when you sit on it. You put them right back on when you get up, and it's really saved my outdoor furniture.
Well, it would make a big difference. So yeah. I need to do something. So anyway, so I'm looking for cushions. And then also, it seems like I have the one really awkward size that I'm like, are there no options for this size? I don't know. So it's turned into me scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And I've not bought anything on Prime Day. Have you?
No. I have a list.
Her cart's full.
My cart is full, but I haven't pushed the button yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm weeding them out because it's a very high price cart. And some of the stuff, it's like, really? Because what I tend to do is I see something, I add it to my shopping cart, and then I later move it to my
safe. I do that a lot.
So a lot of them are in there just because I wanted to save it, but I haven't moved it over to
my
the save for later.
My lists are very organized within there. I mean, it is everything from dogs, you know, real estate, camping, survival. My survival one's really impressive.
Big. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't pushed the button yet, but I do have a lot I want to buy. Because it really does make a difference. And I noticed that Walmart started theirs today, too.
I saw that, too.
Competing now at the same time.
Yes, they are. That's interesting. Compete away.
Yeah, it's very funny. I did want to mention, too, that we were talking earlier before we came in here about the clear protein.
Oh, yeah. You got your clear protein. Yep, yeah, you got your clear protein.
So it's now available. And if you haven't heard, Shaklee has a clear protein that's 40 grams of protein. And
that's insane.
I know. Which is crazy. Mm-hmm. It's lemon lime. It's an acquired taste. Right. But I'm actually going to start doing weekly mocktail parties.
I just saw a girl doing that.
Yeah.
Also, a mocktail with that protein drink. So it is kind of interesting if like you're into drinking and you're like trying to make that switch, this will give you that protein. Mm-hmm. And they have a million different... Well, you're reading off to me some of your
recipes
you had coming up. And I'm like, oh, that's impressive.
So I'm going to do a fall mocktail.
Mm-hmm.
So many people just aren't drinking. And so why not do something fun and get protein out of it? You get your...
Mm-hmm.
I have a girl came over today that wants 3 cases of them, and she drinks it in the morning. And so she gets her morning 40 grams of protein for her morning. She mixes
That's
it with
awesome.
Her. I don't know. She had another product she mixes it with. By itself, it's an acquired taste. I always
it's
think
really
of it as
rich.
A really
sweet,
dry, it's kind of dry.
Dry sweet.
Yeah.
I guess
so
we'll
you
say.
Mix it with some juice, a little bit of apple juice or cranberry juice or
that
something.
That would do it.
I think that would make a big difference. Mm-hmm. So anyway, just something. If you guys want to come to my mocktail party, send us a message and I'll put you on the list.
There you go.
Little mocktails.
Lisa's always got something going on.
I love it.
Gosh.
Except I'm like, what other night? I'm my nights are full.
Golly.
But I love doing it. It's like, it's fun.
I mean, it really is. So yeah.
Did you notice the box in my waiting area when you got in here today?
No.
Christmas decorations are arriving. Pretty excited.
We'll see.
It's a big old box arrived today.
It's
I haven't
signed.
Opened it yet.
Did you put up fall stuff? Yes, you did. So.
Yeah. I'm gonna add a few things for like orange pumpkin-y stuff that I don't really... Right now, I have it all very neutral, but I'm going to add a few things.
I like colored pumpkins. Like, I like just the bright, a stack of the bright colored pumpkins.
Like the orange or?
Yeah, like just orange, hot pink, turquoise, a black and white stripe. I like mine are painted and like I have white with some polka dots on it. And then, but they're just kind of stacked. I reuse mine every year. I just bag them up. They're trying to be freshly painted though. But I do like that just because a stack of color.
That's color too. Mm-hmm. So those are for your outside?
Yeah.
I need to do my porch. I haven't done anything to my porch yet.
Just
my
buy the fake pumpkins and bag them up and bring them back out. I mean,
I just don't have a lot of storage.
Yeah. Well,
between the seasons.
Just ask my husband. I already got griped out about our shed. I'm like, you like things decorated, right? So I don't know what to tell you guys.
Calm down.
I have to, decorate and it's got to go somewhere.
That's true.
So,
yeah, I need to get that figured out because I would. Well, then if I did, though, I would buy a lot more. Now that keeps me from purchasing stuff because I don't have any place to put it between seasons.
Mm-hmm.
If I did, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah, you would be.
But like the big bulky stuff, I'm like, I have no place to put that when it comes down. So, no, the answer is no, you can't have it.
You'd be in trouble.
Yeah. Well, we're out of time.
Yeah. I think that covers our week. Hope y'all feel better with some of our ideas, right? Anybody else going to get peptides? Let us know.
Yeah. Go see Karen.
Yeah, go see Karen.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.